Good morning. 7:17 a.m. on Friday, July the 15th, 2016. So many numbers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's actually quite lovely. It's low 60s. Sun's not all the way up yet, so there's a lot of shade. I'm not pushing very hard, so I haven't worked up a sweat yet. I got an appointment to get a haircut at 9 o'clock. I got stuff to do, places to go, people to see. I should be home by 10. Need to make a grocery list. I think I'm going to go get my hair cut. It's going to be right next door to the grocery store. I need to see if I've got what I need to try making bulgogi beef. I've heard quite a few people talk about it lately, and I have no idea what it is, other than it's sort of a, I don't know if it's a Mongolian wok thing or... Good morning. Or what? I got my minimum quota in yesterday. I should have had a lot more. Maybe today. Tomorrow is the Iwodi day. It's not like I'm leaving my haircut till the last minute or anything. Tomorrow we go down to the Book Bar in Denver for the big Iwodi announcement. If you're in the neighborhood, it's reception is 4 to 6. And come down, say hi, find out. I don't know that anybody listening is actually in the Denver area, but if you are, and you got tomorrow evening free, stop by. I'll have paperback copies of Ashes. I'm taking 10 units. I don't. If we sell out of 10 books, I'd be very much surprised. This is a very small, highly esoteric group, and what I've heard about Book Bar events is that they sell. Oh yes, I sold 6 copies. It was wonderful. Yeah, I won't pay for gas. It's not about the income. It's not about the revenue. It's about customer service. So, yeah, there's that. The guy with his poop. It's a very happy looking poop. Good morning. Good morning. So yeah, I'm off to a good start. I didn't get a terrible night's sleep. It was not a good night's sleep, but I didn't get a terrible night's sleep. I look like I haven't had a good night's sleep in about a year. Bags under my eyes. Dark circles. we go to the Wild Blue Yonder. Yada, 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 yada. I don't know what I'm thinking about this morning. I'm just sort of... I'm a little bit groggy, apparently. My eyes don't seem to want to focus. The fam has bought into the Pokemon Go craze. It's not a game I really care about. But they are quite amused that, yes, in fact, the at least one, if not more, of the ingress portals that I tagged here have been turned into Pokemon. I don't know, for the Pokestops or Pokegyms or Pokestations or whatever the hell it's called. I don't know. But at least one, you've awakened the gazebo, is now a Pokemon hotspot. For which I am entirely stoked, absolutely tickled to death. Hi. I'm going back for it. I forgot the monk post. I have no idea where my head is. It's lost somewhere in Minecraft, I think. I've effectively removed pretty much any reason I have for logging in. Monk post to the ticket server, Tekkit server, because I've automated mining, I've automated materials acquisition to the point where there's really no reason for me to log in. The lasers mine whether I'm there or not. The only reason I need to log in is to collect the end of pearls. Oh, and I've got a new forest of black-tinted trees so that I can make ink for Mistcraft. I suppose I could do some exploration with Mistcraft. But it's kind of silly. I'm up to my armpits in basic building materials. Well, I'm up to my armpits in basic building materials, like the metals and the gems. I've got way more redstone than I need. I've got raw rubber. I've got hundreds and hundreds of cheese curds. You can't make cheese without milk. That's one thing I haven't yet managed. Let me see if I can put together a cyclic assembly that will accept. Milk, because I can pump milk. I have cows. I have a rancher who will milk the cows for me automatically. I'll have to see if I can't do that. So if I can do it with cheese curds, make cheese, I can do it with what do you call it? Tesseracts. Making tesseracts is a pain in the butt. It's a multi-step process where you have to melt ender pearls, and then you have to apply the molten ender pearls to ground up metals. And then you have to take the resulting dust and apply a special cooking process to turn it into enderium. And then you have to put the enderium with hardened glass on a diamond to make a tesseract frame. And then you have to melt more eyes, more pearls, and fill the tesseract frame before you can actually then combine it with bronze and silver, I think it is, to make a tesseract. Now, the beauty of the tesseract is that they are, they work anywhere. So if you have two tesseracts, you can send goods, materials, anywhere you want. As far as you want. as much as you want. Items, liquids, energy. So they're very useful. They're very handy. They're the only reason I can actually build turbines. But they're pretty expensive because ender pearls are generally hard to come by. I've got an ender pearl garden. I found some ender lily seeds. So it just basically takes time for them to grow. They grow very slowly. But yeah, it's that's one of those complicated processes that takes time when you need one. I don't ever think to make them in advance. But we have auto crafting now, so I have a small auto crafting setup. It's not like we don't have plenty of material. Boy, I'm glad I got out when I did. I got up at 5:30. I had big plans of going out till, at 6 o'clock, and of course that fell through because I didn't even have my coffee in me by 6 o'clock. I still haven't had breakfast. I'm hungry. I get something to eat. But, yeah, I left almost exactly straight up at 7 o'clock. And, sun is kind of brutal. What time is it? 7:36. So, you know, 18, 19 minutes by the time I get back. I'm almost back. I just loafed along on the first half. My legs are sore this morning. I think it was because I was really pumping the other day. My thighs hurt. But at least I'm not having the cramping that I was having before. I think the tip about the water helped. Somebody says, are you hydrating? And the answer is, oh, no, not so much. So my lawn looks nice. It's been mowed. The guys came yesterday morning and mowed before it got hot. There's still some dry-looking patches. I know it's getting enough water. All I can think of is it's got something to do with the soil. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.